latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola has called for his City side to be even more clinical despite thrashing Burnley 5-0 at the Etihad Stadium on Saturday. The Premier League champions eased to victory with goals from Sergio Aguero, Bernardo Silva, Fernandinho, Riyad Mahrez and Leroy Sane. But with only one coming in the first half, Guardiola felt there was room for improvement. He said, "We had 24 shots, 10 on target, so we are the best side in Europe in shots, but we have to increase our on target." In the first half, it was just 1-0 and we created enough chances to score more goals. In the second half, we made a good performance. All the players make a good performance, especially John Stones, playing in a position that is not natural for him in the absence of Kyle Walker. Well, Guardiola did go on to confirm that Walker was carrying a bit of a knock that he picked up on international duty, but it was nothing serious. Meanwhile, Manchester City are refusing to change their stance over Raheem Sterling's contract demands, increasing fears that the 23-year-old England forward will leave next summer. Real Madrid are ready to make a January move for Sterling, and City are not ready to back down and offer the player exactly what he wants. And finally, City will consider a £40 million bid for Bournemouth's Nathan Aké in January. The 23-year-old Netherlands defender has also been linked with arch-rivals Manchester United and Tottenham.